Well, we come towards the end of our service, probably prematurely so if my voice continues to disappear. But I want us to think together just for a few more moments about Psalm 139. And if you have a Bible, you might like to turn to it. A few years ago, I sat in a Birmingham airport, and it was a very busy place. There were people crowding around all over, catching their flights. I felt very, very small among this vast crowd of humanity. And all of a sudden, there was an announcement over the speaker system about an Andrew Rawlinson, whose flight was about to take off and had not appeared. I had been so absorbed in my newspaper that I had actually forgotten to go and get my flight. And I wonder if that is good news or bad news. Was that announcement good news or bad? Now, it was bad news in the sense I was very, very embarrassed. It was good news in that they actually were concerned for me, for little me, amongst this vast majority, a vast crowd of humanity. And as you look at Psalm 139, I wonder how you read it. I wonder whether you read it as good news or bad news. God who knows all about me. God who sees everything, God who hems me in, is this good news or is this bad news? Well, I think it's meant to be read as good news, but many perhaps don't. And I want to ask us to read a version of this psalm, not written by me, and this celebrates the good news of it. So let's read it together. Wow, God! You know me through and through. You care about each thing I do. You see me sleep each night and work each day. You hear each thing I think and say. You keep me safe wherever I go. There's nothing about me you don't know. You put me together inside my mum. She knew me before I came out of her tum. You made me brill. I don't know how, God. You made me brill. I just say, wow, God. And it's a song, it's a poem, it's a psalm of adoration, of praise to God, that each one of us are special. And the writer gives us four reasons why we are special. And the first, as we've been thinking this morning, is that we are known by God. At any moment, God knows exactly where we are. God knows exactly what we're thinking. God knows exactly what we are planning. God knows exactly what we are saying. Before a word is on my tongue, you know it completely, O God, says this psalm. And this is not meant to be scary. This is not God who has tagged us like a prisoner, who has us on his screen. But this is a God who loves us so much that every one of us matter to him. I don't know about you, but I like it when on the TV, when you're watching the football or Wimbledon or even the Women's Open, and suddenly the camera gets bored and it just pans in close on various members of the crowd. And you see them like that, or you see them smiling because they suddenly see themselves on the TV, big TV screens or whatever. And God sees every one of us. He does know everything about us. We matter to him. Here's a Where's Wally. Anybody see my summer Where's Wally on the beach? Anybody here can spot him? He's there in the middle somewhere, just above the middle. Can you see him? Can you see him, Charlie? Where's Wally? The one with striped striped shirt. But it's amazing, isn't it? All these people, and yet we can spot the one. And God knows all about every one of us. And secondly, the psalm says that not only are we known by God, but we are held by God. That we cannot flee from his presence. And this again is not bad news, this is wonderful news. Because it says here, if I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, here's the reason why it's good news. Even there, your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. And whether it's Jill in Albania, or some of your family who are still in Korea, or China, or Australia, wherever we are, the promise is that the God who loves us holds us. And it says that even when life is so dark, and we think that God couldn't possibly be there, God is with us. I was reading this week of someone who was in prison, who it says danced for joy when he realized that God was with him in his prison cell. Do you remember Jonah? Trying to run from God's presence. Scared of what God was going to ask him to do. But God loved him enough to stay with him. And God protected him. God rescued him with a big fish. And God used him. And God showed him how merciful he was. And thirdly, we are special because not only does God know us and God holds us, but it says in this psalm that God has made us. You created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. And as we celebrate this morning the gift of a new child, we thank God that he made every one of us. He knows us in every detail. And the psalm moves on from talking about space to talking about time. It goes back to the beginning of our lives. And then there's a lovely verse later on in verse 18 where it says, if you have your Bible open, when I awake, I am still with you. Maybe that's a reference to death and to the resurrection promised for those who trust in God. And finally, says the psalm, we are special because we are never forgotten by God. How precious to me are your thoughts. God keeps on thinking of each one of us. So how did this leave David? How did this leave the psalmist? Did it just give him a good feel factor? Did it make him just feel warm inside? No. This psalm goes on to talk about the fact that because he knew he was so special, he wanted God's honour to be known. Sometimes we miss out the last verses of this psalm, slightly embarrassed by them. St. Augustine said, love your enemies, but do not love God's enemies. And because he so honoured God, he was against those who were ridiculing and who were speaking against the God who he so loved. And secondly, it led for a passion to know not only God's honour, but God's way. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. And my prayer for you this morning is that each one of us here, whatever our circumstances, whatever the things we face, that we will know this morning, young and old, that God sees us, God knows us, God loves us, God holds us. And we will pray that we want to follow in his way. Let's pray together. Father, we thank you again this morning for your great love, that though you are such a big and a great God, though you look down on nearly 7 billion people on this planet, you know each one of us by name. You know everything about us because you are so concerned for us. May we read this psalm as good news this morning and find our trust in you to grow. and our desire to honour you and to follow your ways, something that we want to do in a fresh way. So help us, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen.